We would like to welcome new listener, Miss Louise Bunting of Norwich, and hope you enjoy hearing our recordings. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. Graffiti-strewn areas across the city are given a colourful lease of life. Hundreds of IKEA lovers show up to the store's grand opening, and historians call on city folk to help save an historic church.
Areas that were once grotty and covered in graffiti are being given a new lease of life by people wanting to bring more colour to the city. In recent months, city folk have been taking part in projects to decorate underpasses, hoardings and walls, some of which have been strewn with graffiti. One recently completed mural near Riverside Retail Park was even inspired by Norwich City Football Club. Linda Sontag, an artist who lives in St Anne's Quarters, which is run by Orbit Homes, saw Canaries fans walking across the Lady Julian Bridge towards Carrow Road on match days. It sparked an idea for a mural on hoarding along the bridge. Linda said, "We're very grateful for all the support and help we've received from Orbit in painting this, and we're thrilled with the positive comments from the club supporters and people passing by." There are also two projects currently underway, one of which is at the Chapelfield Road underpass. Another mural nearing completion is on King Street. Wild King Street, a group working to improve the street near the city centre, has been painting hoarding on Dragon Hall, which had been vandalised. Annie West, an illustrator who is helping paint the mural, said, "It used to be covered in graffiti, but this just ties in with what Wild King Street is about and also looks nicer."
A musical performance brought shoppers together in song and dance during a lively city centre event. The Norwich Accordion Band took to Hay Hill in Norwich for a one-hour set, delivering a lively mix of traditional, modern and rock tunes that had the crowd clapping, singing and even dancing along. The band, led by musical director Adrian Crotch and accompanied in five-part harmony by drummer Tim Brain, performed crowd pleasers including The Floral Dance, YMCA, Rock Around the Clock and The Final Countdown.
Hundreds of customers queued outside IKEA's new city store ahead of its opening. The Swedish retail giant has returned to Norwich after closing in 2021 following difficulty in sales during the COVID pandemic. But loyal shoppers were thrilled to attend the new store's opening in Hall Road Retail Park 4 years later. Sandra Vittery, who claimed her space at the front of the queue around 4 a.m, 1 hour before the store was set to open, described herself as a long-standing IKEA customer. She said, "I wonder how they're going to do it this one differently, but I just love the quality." Jonathan Whaley, who was also one of the first in the queue, professed he had never visited an IKEA before. He said, "I'm not sure what to expect, and I think it'll be good." Friends Kieran Dickerson and Joshua Avery, who are both 18, wanted to keep an eye out for flat furnishings for when they leave for university. Kieran said, "I also heard their meatballs are really good." IKEA first opened in Sweden in 1946 and has only been in the UK since 1987, when it opened in Warrington.
People across Norwich have received text messages claiming to be from Norwich City Council. The message tells the recipient that they have been given a parking charge notice and instructs them to click a link to pay. This text looks official, but it is not from Norwich City Council. Norwich City Council has said, "This is a scam. Norwich City Council will never send PCNs via text message. If you receive such a message, do not click on any links or provide personal or financial information. Report it to your mobile network provider by forwarding the message to 7726, is a free spam reporting service, and delete the message immediately. If you have any concerns or queries, please contact us. This scam first emerged last September when the Borough Council of King's Lynn and West Norfolk started receiving calls from worried motorists.
Heritage experts are seeking the stories of city folk to help restore an historic site. A fight to save St Gregory's Church in Pottergate has been launched after City Hall officials deemed the historic site to be at risk. The Historic Churches Trust want to pull together the memories and stories from people with a connection to the old church to help guide a major restoration project. The church was put on the Council's Heritage Buildings at Risk register due to a lack of repair and maintenance work, which resulted in a health and safety risk. Oliver Coulson, head of operations at the Trust, said St Gregory's is an enduring part of Norwich's shared heritage. By drawing together memories, photographs and stories from those who have known the church, we can deepen our understanding of its significance and help safeguard it for future generations. The Norwich Historic Churches Trust is aiming to overhaul the Grade 1 listed building by undertaking a whole building repair schedule.